This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, so Parshas Balak. So tonight, in tonight's offering, I actually only have two pieces, but the first one is a slightly longer piece. And if I were to say to you where I got this piece from, I think, you know, I'd give a person 100 guesses for a Parshas Shir where this comes from. But it's actually a piece from Reb Shach in the Avi Ezri. The Avi Ezri is his famous work, which is a sefer on the Rambam. And it's tremendous lomdus, and it's, you know, very yeshivish sefer. And to find a geshmaka piece on the Parsha is not really the place you wouldn't look in the Avi Ezri. But someone referred to this, showed me this a while ago, and there's an amazing piece that has to do with the whole Nevuah of Bilam in the Avi Ezri. And we'll see, we'll explore it. It's a fabulous, a very, very interesting piece. Okay, let's begin with box number one. The famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, which makes reference to our Parsha, Parsha's Balak. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says in Perakei Mishnah Yotes, Kol, first box, if you're listening online, please email me at j.golka@gmail.com. Kol Mishayesh Biyodei Shlesha Dvarim Halalu, anyone who has the following three characteristics, Mitalmidu Shel Avram Avinu, he's a student of Avram Avinu. Veshlesha Dvarim Acherim, Mitalmidu Shel Bilam Harasha, he's a student of Bilam Harasha. What are these middas? Ayin Tova, he has a good eye. Ruach Nemecha, he has a lowly spirit. Nefesh Shefele, and a humble soul. Mitalmidu Shel Avram Avinu, then he is a Talmud of Avram Avinu. Ayin Roye, on the other hand, if he has Ayin Ra'a, I mean, if he has an evil eye, the Ruach Gevoya, and a haughty spirit, the Nefesh Rechava, and a very boastful, arrogant soul, Mitalmidu Shel Bilam Harasha, then he is a Talmud of Bilam Harasha. Says the Mishnah, Ma Bein Talmidu Shel Avram Avinu Talmidu Shel Bilam Harasha. What is the difference between the two? Which is a very strange question, because you just told us the differences, right? In previous Parsha Shurim, we've discussed that. So the Mishnah concludes, Talmid Shel Avram Avinu Eichem Bein Mazev Neichlim Ba'elim Haba. The students of Avram Avinu enjoy not only the world to come, but this world as well. Okay, and we discussed that previously in previous Parsha Shurim. I'm sure you all remember all the details, and see the previous sheets for details. But says the Avi Ezri, says Reb Shach, what a strange comparison. We're comparing chalk and cheese. Whenever you've got a comparison, you want to compare, you know, two different types of fruit to each other, two different cars to each other. They've got similarities between them, but surely there are no commonalities between Avram Avinu and Bilam. How can you compare them? Says the Avi Ezri, and again, it's a much longer piece, and he's got, I think, nine questions. I've just taken two of them just to try and, just to try and condense what he's saying. Darshu Chazal, I'm in the second box. Chazal say that there was no Navi, no, like Moshe Rabbeinu be Yisrael, and who was the person in Umas Ha'olam? It was Bilam. He said it's difficult to even hear this. How can we compare Tumah and Tahara, Bilam and Avram Avinu? What's the comparison? Second of all, my sad kadaitach the Bilam, what was Bilam's Havamina? What was he thinking? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Bilam, do not go and curse the Jewish people. So how could Bilam have a Havamina? Could he have thought that I'm going to go and curse the Jewish people? Hashem said, don't go. Now, to answer these questions, we need to learn a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, Perek Zayin Halacha Vav, says the Rambam, famous Rambam, again a longer piece, and I've just extracted the key points that we need. Kol HaDvarim Shamanu, Heim derech nevuah lechol hanevim harishonim. The Rambam there in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah is talking about nevuah, and he says all the attributes of which I have explained till now is talking about all the nevim, rishonim v'achronim, of all the nevim to date. Chutz miMoshe Rabbeinu, except for Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbon shel kol hanevim, who is the master of all nevim. Ma hefresh ben nevuas Moshe l'shar kol hanevim. What is the difference between the nevuah of Moshe and everyone else? Shekol ha-Nevi'im b'chaloim, he's going to list a few differences. All other Nevi'im, they have their prophecies b'chaloim in a dream, or b'mareh, on some sort of vision. Or Moshe Rabbeinu misnabe v'hu ar v'aymed. Moshe Rabbeinu, on the other hand, he was wide awake and he was standing up. Next one. Kol ha-Nevi'im al-idei malach. All the other Nevi'im, they dreamt by way of a malach. Lefichach reim ma'shem reim b'moshel v'chidol. They saw by way of a parable, by way of a riddle. Moshe Rabbeinu lo al-idei malach shnema pe'el pe'adabar. Moshe Rabbeinu was not through by way of a malach, it was directly speaking, Kaviyachal Takodish Baruch Hu Kolema, She'in Shom Moshel, there was no parable. El Roya Hadova Al Burioi, Moshe Rabbeinu would see it directly, clearly, Beloy Chida, Beloy Moshel, not in the form of a riddle or some sort of Moshel, some sort of parable. Who shall turn me either? Allah b'marev lo b'chida she'ein lo misnabe b'chida. He would not prophesy through a riddle. El b'marev she'rei hadava aburiyah. He would see things absolutely clearly. Next chiluk, third one. Next paragraph. Kol hanaviim yireim v'nivhalim. All the other naviim, when they received the nevuah, they were trembling. They were scared. Or mismaygin. Or Moshe Rabbeinu einakei. Moshe Rabbeinu was not like that. That's number three. Number four. So all the other Nevi'im, they couldn't just prophesy whenever they wanted to. Moshe Rabbeinu, Einakein, was not like that. Whenever he wanted to have a Nevu'ah and speak, as it were, Takodish Baruch Hu, the Ruach HaKodesh just sort of clothed him. For Nevuah Shoreh Olav and prophecy descended upon him. For Ein Tzorech Lechavin Daito, he doesn't have to sort of get himself ready. Or Lizdamin Lo Shari Ein, Hu Mechuvan Umezumen Vayimit. He was always ready to go when it came to Nevuah. Kamaloche Asher, it's like an angel. Lefich Mistave B'chole Shnema, Omdu Eshma Yisav Hashem Lochem. He could therefore tell people, just wait and I'll go and speak to Hashem. He was just in a state of readiness to accept Nevuah whenever he wanted. Very interesting. That's what it means. After Har Sinai, after Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Emor Elohim, you, Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell the rest of Klal Yisrael, Shuvu Lochem Lolechem, go back to your tents. Va'ato, and you, Moshe Rabbeinu, Poi Amoid Imodi. You stay here. What does that mean? Ha'lamadata Shekol HaNaviim, Kesha Nevuah Mistalekes. All other Nevuim, when the Nevuah was over, when it left, they would go back to their tents. They would be like regular people. They would go back and they would be involved in the physical world like anybody else. And therefore, they did not have to separate from their wives. Because it says, the rest of the world go back to the Ohalim, they go back to regular life. You stay here. I.e., Moshe Rabbeinu lechazal la'aleh rishon, doesn't go back to his original tent. Lefichach pirish min ish la'olam, he therefore separated from his wife forever. V'nikshar adayt letzur ha'olamim, he connected his mind to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lo nistalik me'alof ha'hoid la'olam, he never distanced himself, he never lost that connection. V'keren arapolam v'niskadish kam alochim, and he became holy lam alochim, etc., etc., etc. That's a very famous Rambam in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. Good. Now, the Avi Ezri, like I said, is a pirish on the Rambam. So on that Rambam, on Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Vav, there's a beautiful piece of Rav Shach, the Avi Ezri. Let's go through it. Hanovi mistakel benafsha, the bottom box. The Novi mistakel benafsha, the Yodea Pisori. A Novi looks into himself, and he sees, he understands the interpretation of a dream. Va'afa pikein, hari zedoyme lemabit bezuchuchis. You know what it's like, he says? It's like looking through a glass. Im hazuchuchis sevua yorik, if the glass happens to be tinted green, edoim, red, tzohuv, gold, tcheles, purple, kein lira lo kalama butin yirukin. Everything will look green, adumim, red, whatever it is. You're wearing red lenses, everything will look red. You wear green lenses, everything will look green. Afshe rei adorim belishino, you're not seeing anything different, you're just seeing whatever you're looking at through the lens which you're looking through. Kain ha'inyin benovi. So too with the nevuah, says Rav Shach. Kol shen nafshei zaka, or behira, when your nefesh, when your neshama is clean, is pure, roya ha'pitoren tzach u'mutzuchtzach. You'll see things beautifully clearly. Next paragraph. V'zeh she'omru b'Moshe Rabbeinu l'vasham. That's what it's saying about Moshe Rabbeinu. Shen nafshei ha'isu be'etz ba'itzim ha'malo v'mistaka b'spaklaria me'ira. Moshe Rabbeinu saw things. The Mefarshim call it Ispaklaria Me'ira, with a perfectly clear lens. He saw it because he was such a neshama of such a high level. It was polished to such a degree that he saw things with absolute perfection. Va'afa pikein, chalila gam sha'anavim l'nislabu shekech asro. Not that other Nevi'im prophesies falsehood. L'may dominin chaloim echol mishishim benevua. Because they say that a chaloim is a dream. When you and I have dreams, we wake up in the morning, we had a dream that night, The Chazal say a chalom is echod mishishim benevuah. Is 1/60th of a benevuah. A 60th is always an example given to a semblance, a smell of something. So, for example, you know, when you're cooking a chulant and you're having a cup of tea and a bit falls in, some milk or whatever falls in. So, if it's less than 60 amounts, it's going to cause you a problem. But if it's more than 60, you can ignore it. Yeah, because it doesn't affect the action. Well, a 60th is always an example of something which sort of just is a semblance of. And therefore, a chalom, a dream is some form of, it gives us an idea, a smell of what a nevuah is like. It's just that when we have a dream, 95% of the dream is nonsense, 5% is true. So, you know, it could be that I'm abseiling down the Empire State Building, and I happen to see on the 37th floor a friend of mine from who I was in, you know, in New York, who I was in Shiva with. And I was mentioned him the day earlier, so he was in my mind, and so 95% is nonsense, abseiling down the Empire State Building, but the 5% is that I know a friend who works in New York or something like that. So 5% is MS. And you don't quite the interpretation of the dream because so little of it is MS and so much is Sheker. And yet we say the chalom, a dream, goes after the interpretation. And then now feed that back to a nevuah. Everything goes apart according to the interpretation, the way you perceive it. In other words, the nevuah is very much processed through your own filter. You being, and the filter being the purity of your own neshama. In umehai time, the next paragraph, move on. Therefore, ta'amunin gezeiras novi chezeres. We can now therefore understand the chazal which says, a gezeira of a novi chezeres. The decree of a novi can be retracted. The urim v'tumim ain't a chezeres, but a decree of the urim v'tumim can never be retracted. What's the difference? Anything which comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu directly, ein chayze, can never be retracted. But if it comes through a Novi, where it's going through the filter of the Novi, through his own perspective, his lens, whichever color it may be, then something else is sort of intermingled within it. I.e. human intellect interpretation. So therefore, it can be annulled. Amazing. In other words, when a Novi sees something, it comes through his own perspective. In the same way that you look through a lens, however, whatever color your lens is, you'll see it as it is. So a Novi sees it through the clarity and the purity of his own perspective, outlook, persona, etc., his own midas. Masha'enkein, an Urim V'tumim, which is the direct word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that can never be rescinded. But if you've got a human intellect intertwined within it, that can be rescinded. Now, we'll see how this all fits into Bila. We'll move on. I'm in the bottom paragraph. HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought, you know what? I can give a nevuah to Bila, and it will be filtered through his lowly soul, his disgusting soul. Nefesh rechava v'ayin ra'ah, like the Mishnah says, so a very haughty, arrogant spirit, and an ayin ra'ah, a negative, critical perspective on everything. Yoda shapisrenus shibinafshe ra'ah, Yisrael. The trouble was, if he gave that prophecy to Bilam, it would be channeled in a very negative, horrible, oppressive way towards the Jewish people. So therefore, aval Hashem Yisbarachom lemefurish me'abrochas. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He gave the brachas to Bilam mefurish, explicitly. Hainu, lo b'nevuah mevarachom sheyochel isbatal. Not through a nevuah. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu's perspective was ispaklaria hame'ira, a perfectly clear vision. So therefore, he was going to give the same nevuah to Bilam, but the trouble, the danger was, he'll see it through his corrupted, negative, dangerous vision, and he'll redirect this bracha of Matov Alecha Yisrael, etc., etc., and he'll redirect it as he wanted to, as a curse, because that's the filter through which Bilam is looking through, because he has such a negative, horrible soul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu therefore says, you know what? I'm going to give you Ispaklaria Me'ira, which means it's going to be a direct nevuah, which means it's you cannot interpret it any other way. It will have to be interpreted exactly as I intended the bracha. That's why Bilam was given nevuah on a par with Moshe Rabbeinu. Lekom b'Yisrael k'Moshe, but b'umas kom. In what respect? In respect that they both had ispaklari meira. And the reason why he gave Bilam ispaklari meira, the perfect vision, is because there was a big danger in him doing it like a regular Navi, because otherwise he would filter everything in a very damaging way against Klal Yisrael. Now, with that, says Rabbi, he had the ability, yes, he had powers of Nevuah. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of put him on a level of Moshe Rabbeinu.
That, why give him that?
I suppose, because that's a separate question. But I think it could be that the...
You have to be to get Nevuah. You have to hold processes to be able to have anything.
Correct. So the Rambam then explains how you have to process it. But it's again, so that the Umos HaOlam, like Rashi brings in the Parsha, will not have any tainus against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hey, you've given the Jewish people someone with these amazing abilities. What about us? So he's got it. And he's got it even on a par with Moshe Rabbeinu.
His whole life, or just...
I don't know. How did he work to get there? I'm not sure. I don't know what point he got it. I don't know. But listen to this. Then, with this, we can now explain the Akedah. Now, the Akedah is not Moshe Rabbeinu, of course. The Akedah is Avraham Avinu. What's it got to do with the Akedah? This is amazing. Look at this. Look at the top of the next page. Bazela Hovin, Yoseh, Goydel HaNisoyin Shel Akedah. Now we can understand the Goydel, the greatness of the Nisoyin of the Akedah. Shelechayra Hari Huayo Diber Im Avraham. It's a very strange thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Avram, V'omeloi mefurish, kach no es bincho yechidcho asher havta es Yitzchok. He said to him, categorically, take Yitzchok and offer him up. Upirish le mefurish, hakol she'ein mokum litois. There's no ambiguity there. V'Hashem she'biyodeh lo homislach. HaKadosh Baruch himself has got the ability to kill and to give life. Eich yale al adas lahamar es piv. How could Avram Avinu contemplate ever going against the will of Hashem? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructs you explicitly, do X, Y, or Z, you do it. Why is this called a Nisoyin? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has told him to do something. There's no wiggle room. There's no room to say maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant X, Y, or Z. How else can you interpret? Take your son, your loved one, etc., etc. Where's room for ambiguity? Why is this even called an Nisoyin? Says Rav Shach, Ulefi hadvarim hamitim, the next paragraph, Ulefi hadvarim hamitim hanal, in light of the above, the truthful words that I've said, Muyushav muvan shapir, it's beautiful, I can explain it so well. Shegam nevuasa shel Avraham Avinu hoya b'ispaklari she'in me'ira. Who had ispaklari me'ira? Who had perfect vision in nevuah? Only Moshe Rabbeinu. And Bilam, yeah? But only Moshe Rabbeinu in the Vim of Yisrael. That means even Avraham Avinu had ispaklaria she'in me'ira, which was not perfectly clear. Or k'moshe kasav Rambam kam b'tchilasvarav, like the Rambam I mentioned earlier said. V'gam l'nevuah shel akeda hayatzrichin l'pitaron, they had to have an interpretation shel novi ba'atzma shu Avraham. Even Avraham Avinu, as great as he was, he had to interpret the nevuah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Kachman es Bincha, through his own lens. It came as a form of moshel. It wasn't clear for any other novi apart from Moshe Rabbeinu. It's ispaklari she'in me'ira. Therefore, it needs interpretation, and therefore Avraham Avinu had to interpret it as some form of riddle moshel. But even zeh Yitzchok b'no yechida she'ahav avolayla b'alidei she'nafsho yezakol b'hira posel kain, because his soul was of a very high stature. He was able to interpret the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu accurately. And he didn't have a leaning, an interest, a personal interest, lahoras heta, bekufnum tamim, with 150 different possibilities, lifter b'tzur acheres, shari be'emez achri advarim ha'ilu, muva b'rashi, ha'medesh avram momo, achshav v'faras sichosi. Now, like Avram, I'll explain my words. Esmal amaratli b'kibi Yitzchok l'kari l'chazera. Yesterday I told you your children, your progeny is going to be through Yitzchok. V'achkach ato amaratli l'kachis bincha. Then you said, take your son and offer him up as an oila. V'achshav, and now you're telling me, al tishlat yotcho elana, don't touch the lad. V'kol zel l'chosh of klum b'shash amul HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'alei ala oila. V'fotar asfala nevuah she'il ala oila es Yitzchok. V'zeh nisoyin afar tzivu hadvarim me'irim b'ezras Hashem. In other words, the nisoyin of the Akedah was to interpret the tzivui of Kachma es Bincha Yechidcha honestly, accurately. because Avraham Avinu could have interpreted it in a way which maybe he means this, maybe he means that, a thousand different ways of interpreting it, but I don't actually have to kill Yitzchak. But because of the whole Nisan of the Akedah was to interpret the Nevuah through an Ispaklaria She'ena Me'ira, through a vision, a lens which is not perfectly clear, in a way which was accurate. That was the Nisan of the Akedah. Astonishing. Now, interestingly, and therefore, the Gemara, which I think helps understand this even better, is the Gemara in Megillah Yudalad on base. The Gemara says in Megillah, the Yoshiyahu Gufa Hechi Shovig Yirmi Mashad Legabo. The Gemara in Megillah says there were seven female Nevios, seven female prophetesses, that's the right word. One of them was Chulda. Chulda lived at the time of Yirmiyahu. So Yoshiyahu was the king at the time, and he went to Chuldof to speak. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want? Says the Gemara, why didn't he go to Yirmiyahu? Yirmiyahu was the Navi of Klal Yisrael. Why is he going to Chulda, not Yirmiyahu? Says the Gemara, Hei Chishovik Yirmi Meshad Legaba, and go to her. Omri Debei Reb Shila, Mipnei Sha'anoshim Rachmoni Yoseim. Women have more mercy. Why do women make a Meshaberich for a Chayla? We always say the person's name after the mother's name, one of the father's name, because women have more mercy than men. That's why it's connected to the rechem where the child has been developed is rechem, and rachmonis is the same word. It's the very nature of a woman is to have more mercy. So you know what? I want to go to a neviya, to a prophetess, to a neviya who has the ispaklaria she'ena me'ira, which is not a perfect, but the lenses, her lenses are more rachmonis. So they all get the Nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I prefer to go to Chulda than to Yirmiya, because she will interpret it through a lens which is more merciful. That's what it means. You interpret it through the lens which is your personality, your midas, your spiritual perception of things. I'll go to Chulda, not to Yirmiyahu. Amazing. And that really is what's going on over here. The Nisayim of Avraham Avinu was that even though his Nevuah was through an Ispaklaria She'ena Me'ira, a screen which is not very clear, but he was still able to interpret the Nevuah truthfully and to go ahead and to do the Akedah. The contrast is Bilam. That Bilam, he thought he could interpret his Nevuah through his corrupt vision to curse Klal Yisrael, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka gave him the Nevuah in the form of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah, Ispaklaria Me'ira, where there's no wiggle room. That he'll have to just say it as it is, and indeed he says, Matovo Lecho Yisrael. So that's Reb Shach's take on the whole Nisoyin of the Akedah and the whole explanation of the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu and the difference between Bilam and Moshe Rabbeinu and all other Nevi'im. It's a fascinating piece.
I think you said Avraham had a Nevuah that he should offer up Yitzchak.
So the question of Rav Shach is, it's a very clear tzivui.
Yeah.
You think about it, it's very clear. There's no wiggle room. Kachnes pincho es yichitcho asher hafto es yitzchok. So there's no wiggle room. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to do something, you do it. And why is this called Nisoyin? So the Rav Shach answers, because the Nevuah is given to, apart from Moshe Rabbeinu, through an ispaklaria she'ena me'ira, through a vision, through your lens, which is not clear. It's coming in some form of riddle, a moshel, and you've got to interpret it. The Nisoyin of Avraham Avinu was that I can interpret it with other means to try and think of other ways. Maybe he meant this. Maybe he says to me yesterday, you know, your progeny is going to come through Yitzchak. So maybe what he meant was, of course I don't kill him and I'll just do this. That's the temptation. The Nisoyin of the Akedah was to interpret the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu accurately, despite it being an ispaklaria she'ena me'ira, a lens which is not perfectly clear.
Was it really a nevuah, an instruction from Hashem? You're calling a nevuah.
Yeah, exactly. But it's that's exactly.
That is clear. You contradict something.
But when I'm looking through my lenses, and my lenses are red, we're all seeing the same thing. But if your lenses are blue and yours are green and mine are red, we'll all see things differently. The words of it's the same tree that's in front of all of us, but I will see a red tree, you'll see a blue tree, you'll see a green tree. Because I'm looking at this Nevuah, these words, with my own frame, my own lenses. That's what it means. It's Bakara Shayna Mira. I'm interpreting what I see through my own personality, my spiritual status. That's who I am. And the Nisoyin of Avraham Avinu was therefore to interpret these words accurately and not through a distorted vision, which could sort of somehow distort the message that was being conveyed to me.
It's struggling to understand because like Moshe was also given instructions that he also interpreted sometimes in a way that.
But the difference with Moshe Rabbeinu was that he was given Mispachar Mesheh Meira. He was seeing it an absolute thing, and therefore it was, and therefore it was no, there was no wiggle room for that. He saw it with just clear 20/20 lenses.
He hit the rock. He was told to speak to the rock.
How could Moshe Rabbeinu ever? In fact, the Meshech Chochma says, by the way, in Parsha Shmos, if I'm not mistaken, that the Moshe Rabbeinu, because once he was set up as a Navi of Klal Yisrael, there was no room for him to err in the form of a Nevuah. Maybe there is a difference between a Nevuah and a Tzivui. And maybe that was considered a bit different.
How do we know that Akedot is any more of a Nevuah than all the other things that was instructions? Mm-hmm. And he did those.
But any communion with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Navi is lechora through some form of Nevuah. How else is it constructed?
That
communication is through a Nevuah.
The words were said.
Vayomashem Moshe. Hashem said these words to Moshe. How is Moshe going to see these words through his own Ispaklar Shein Meira?
But
how is
Avraham going to do it any differently than take your son?
He's going to put him onto the Mizbeach, and maybe he'll have a little nick, or maybe he'll put him there and then take him down. Well, 1,000 ways. Shach says 150 ways to interpret it. But he's interpreting it through his particular own personalized lenses.
Why should he be interpreting it, though? I mean, I agree with the others. It was a direct command, do this to...
But again, so I'll go back to my mosh. I'll go back to my mosh of the tree. We imagine there's a bimah there, right? So we're all wearing different color lenses. We're all seeing the same bimah, but through our own lenses, through our own personality. So you're going to say, but a bimah's a bimah. What's the confusion? It's the words are very clear. The answer is no, because you're seeing that as you are, not as it is.
But it wasn't a nevuah, it was instructions to do something.
So that's what we're saying. So you've got to say that it was actually a nevuah. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks is through a nevuah. He hears the words, but I'm interpreting the words through my own framing, my own filter.
Perhaps even when words seem very clear, you may say something, and I don't hear the same.
I sent an email just now thinking. I sent an email. I had to speak to a certain student this week. So I was very clear what I said to the student, and I was in touch with her. And I emailed the parents. I said, look, this is what I said. Yeah, I'd like you to debrief with your child. Can you please email back to me and just tell me how it landed, how they understood what I said? Because I know what I said, and I know what I meant, and I tried to be as clear as I could possibly be. But, you know, I'm sometimes, you know, that is totally misunderstood what I meant, and they come back and they say chalk, and I said cheese. And therefore, I dafka emailed the parents. I said, this is what I said, and can you please, you know, I want to know what the kid, how it landed, how they understood it. And it's a good example of this.
Yeah, in fact, sorry, it reminds me, today my kids told me that the Federation have made a pronouncement because of the hot weather on Sunday.
Right, yeah, I saw that.
They said, the following people may not fast.
Right.
And it was listed, pregnant women.
Right.
And so my daughter, so they're not, you know, the Federation made it clear that you can't fast if you're a
pregnant. Right.
So it says may not fast.
Yeah.
What does may not fast mean?
So it's open, yeah, okay. Yeah. And you try and be as clear as possible, but with all of that, you interpret it as you want to interpret it. Yeah. Okay, we'll leave it there. Mr. Hashem, the second piece, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us a lot of strength and kayach and good health, and next year we will look at it. Mr. Hashem. Okay, Beseda.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.